Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Lanier Young, Executive Director of The Wheelhouse, and Whitney Strickland. Whitney is an investor, entrepreneur, and industrial sales and marketing specialist in the downstream energy services sector. Whitney is also very involved in the Deer Park area with The Wheelhouse, which is a recovery center for men. Lanier and Whitney, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
So, Lanier, let's start with you. For folks that are unfamiliar with The Wheelhouse, tell us about the organization and give us a little bit about maybe the location, the history, and explain the program.
The Wheelhouse has been in existence since 1952 in Deer Park, Texas. We were founded by a man named Hub Carroll. And the way he ran his program of recovery in his home is the same way we run our program today. Right now, we house 50 men who have no resources. They have no insurance. Most of them, if not all, at given times are homeless. They stay for 30 days at no cost. We are a nonprofit. We offer no cost for 30 days for men who want to recover from their addictions to drugs and alcohol. And then we have a second phase of our program, which allows men to transition into residential living, and they are able to come and go looking for a job, securing employment. It's at that point that we work with them for them to get their IDs back, their bank accounts, their driver's license, their TWIC cards, get them on their feet. And they're welcome to stay as long as needed. We typically see men stay between 60 and 90 days in the residential portion. They pay $82 a week. We have historically, and we still are, very, very well supported by the community, not only the citizens of this town, but also the business owners. We have a lot of, not only do we have a lot of donations that come from individuals and companies and corporations, but we also have a lot of volunteer involvement from our community. We're well supported.
Yeah, absolutely, Lanier. And I know that I've participated in some of the events you guys have. For folks that are unfamiliar with those, can you talk a little bit about some of the events that you host throughout the year to support The Wheelhouse?
Sure. About a third of our program costs is supported by the rent that the men pay. About a third of our program costs is supported by individual donations. We do not accept any government funding or United Way funding. And a third of our costs is supported by fundraising events. We have a golf tournament. The Wheelhouse Golf Tournament happens the first Friday of May. And that golf tournament has been going on for 32 years. Next year will be the 33rd year. We have a motorcycle run that happens the first weekend of October. And I believe this year was the 13th year. And we also have a theater night supported by the Art Park Players here in Deer Park in the summertime. It's at these events that not only can companies and corporations, individuals become supporters and donors and sponsors, but also they're fun events. Golf tournament goes without saying, those are fun events, but the motorcycle run is a 2-day affair whereby the community is invited. So we see a lot of new faces at the bike run. Our motorcycles have a motorcycle run. We have a cake auction. We have speakers. We have fun stuff for the children to do. We have silent auctions and live auctions. We have live music. The motorcycle run's pretty impressive. I enjoy it. First weekend of October.
Hey, Whitney, you've been around this industrial community since you were in diapers with the history of your family. You know, I want to connect a little bit about the demands of this industrial construction and industrial field services sector to the individuals that the wheelhouse supports, right? So many of this industry is susceptible to addiction and things that are even worse, such as suicide. You know, I was reading a document from the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, that said that folks in the construction and extraction industries have the second highest rate of suicide amongst workers. So certainly, can you just maybe talk a little bit about some of the factors that contribute to addiction in this industrial community?
Yeah, Jeremy, I can tell you from actual experience. So I'm an alcoholic who's been sober for 20 years. And I grew up in this construction business. I grew up working out in those plants, you know, and working in the chemical plants and everything else. And, you know, a lot of it is you know, you make a lot of money, you work a lot of hours, and then you're laid off, you know, so you got a lot of money and a lot of time, and then you get back on a job. And it really is historically been a terrible place for, you know, alcoholics and addicts and promoting that in that business. But I think they, something like the wheelhouse is a huge change. You know, I got involved. So I ended up sobering up and I ended up being a human resources manager at my father's company, which was Altair Strickland. And that's where I really ended up getting involved in the wheelhouse. And I ended up hiring people out of the wheelhouse that became my most loyal employees. People that moved up from laborer to now are superintendents and project managers and planners and schedulers. It is an unbelievable miracle to see the change in somebody's life. And then they come back and they work in our community and help our industry. It's just great. You know, we're right here in the middle of Deer Park, right in the middle of all of it. So, you know, it's helping the whole circle of alcoholism and addiction go away. You know, we're able to get those guys, they come in here, they sober up, they learn how to live life, they get their families back, they get in some jobs with some companies like, I still have quite a few companies in the industry, as you know, Jeremy. So, and I'm still dragging guys out of this house to go work for me. And they're some of the best guys still that I've ever had. So, it's definitely a miracle and a dream for our industry.
You know, Whitney, clearly you're passionate about this, and just adding to our discussion and some thoughts that I had, you know, everything from sleep disruption, you know, there's physical strain, the pressure to finish projects, right? I mean, your background in the turnaround business, that's that by nature, right, adds pressure to project timelines and scope, you know, and then you add in the economic slowdown related to COVID-19, and it can only throttle up some of the pressures for these folks at this time. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Whitney, for sharing a little bit about that. Hey, Lanier, I did want to get into the wheelhouse, maybe current growth initiatives. Tell us about where the physical facility is now and what are some of the future plans?
We currently have a facility on Helger Street in Deer Park, just off of Center Street, which is close to the Theater Courts building. We've been at this location since 1988, 89. It was at that time we were in a small fourplex apartment building housing only 20 men. We currently have a facility four times bigger. We house 50 men right now. We are kicking off in February a building campaign with Whitney's direction. Thank you, Whitney. The board of directors are going to be building a two-story, 24 bed facility for transitional housing. Currently, the housing that we have in this facility is made up of two dormitories. The first dormitory is the men who do not leave the property in the first 30 days of recovery. They're not paying for anything for their recovery treatment, and then they transition over into the second dorm, and they're able to come and go and get a job. They typically stay 2 to 3 months. What we're looking at is building this transitional housing for men to stay up to 2 years, preferably 1 year, while they secure their jobs and get back on their feet. We have found a success rate right now of men who stay with us and complete our 4-month program in both phases at 62%, which is higher than the industry addiction treatment.
AA, you might want to say AA.
And in recovery in AA, it's 14% for 90 days, and we're at 62% right now. The industry standard in treatment, which is not what we do, we don't do medical intervention. The industry standard is actually 45% right now, and we're at 62% with our recovery program. So what we want to do is we want to help keep that number at that level, if not higher, by helping out with transitional housing.
Lanier, digging into that kind of 20% gap that you mentioned, what are some of the factors you feel are contributing to that? Why is the Wheelhouse program performing at that level?
We are not a typical medical intervention, nor are we a therapeutic intervention. Mm-hmm. We are a recovery program, which is based on the 12 steps, or is actually the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous started the 12 steps. We follow the 12 steps program of recovery. The 12 steps program of recovery, in a nutshell, centers on the individual doing the work themselves to get out of focus on only themselves and start to focus on the community, start to focus on others, start to focus on developing relationships with those around them, not only their family and friends, but also their coworkers, their employer, which is why typically employers who employ our men find that these men are above and beyond the, you know, in personality and work ethic. So I think that's what separates us. Instead of us trying to intervene and us get them through their intervene in their recovery, we give them the tools to recover themselves with the 12 steps.
Yeah, thank you, Lanier. Good explanation. So, Whitney, I'll go back to you. How can other folks like yourself, Whitney, and really anyone in the industrial community, how do they support the Wheelhouse? What is the best way for them to get involved?
Well, we have several of the plants and plant managers and things like that have us on their programs to help us. You know, you can go to our website, actually, and also donate. But with this new campaign on the building we have coming up in February, we're hoping to be able to reach out to a lot of people in the industry, show them, you know, how much we are helping the industry, and hopefully they can help us back and help these men and these families. Because really, every dollar that you give to us goes directly to these men, okay, and directly to helping our community. I mean, this is really changing the world. It really is, you know, and it's a miracle to see. I'd love to have people come down here and just do a little tour. You know, we are open for people to contact us, come down, do a tour of the Wheelhouse. I got to tell you, their eyes will be wide open.
Hey, well, Whitney Lanier, let's wrap up our discussion today. Look, please have us out when the ribbon cutting for the new building takes place.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate everyone tuning in today. Visit thewheelhouse.org for more information and visit BIC Magazine.com for more videos. Remember, guys, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BIC Magazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.